1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did!
It is
caught! This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Laurel High School, home of the Spartans and home of the quarterfinal round matchup between those Spartans and the Jefferson Morgan Rockets here in the 2026 WPIL-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championships. I am Bobby Fox on the call tonight. My producer is Nate Rigotti. And we've got Grady Peterson running our camera. And gotta love this. The Laurel Spartans bringing out the center mat light. Hopefully we'll be able to adjust our camera to it, but it's about to get a very old school feel here in Laurel as the Spartans and the Rockets get ready to lock horns for a spot in the WPIL-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championship Semifinals, which will be held this Saturday at AHN Arena in Peters Township. I'm going to give you some updates for your brackets at home as well. As we continue to go through the quarterfinals, the matchups will be the Burrell Buccaneers taking on the Beth Center Bulldogs. Burrell knocked off Southmoreland 51-20. Beth Center in a tight one with Quaker Valley 42-36. The Bulldogs will battle the Bucks at Burrell starting here at about the same time we are at about 7:15. Of course, we've got Jefferson Morgan and Laurel. Winner of those two matches will face off in their next competition on Saturday. At the bottom part of the brackets, from McGuffey, the Highlanders, a 45-29 win over Bentworth to advance to take on the Burgesstown Blue Devils. They defeated Chartiers Houston 58-13 in a blowout. McGuffey, Burgesstown, that should be a good one. The WJPA Sports Network will have that one for you with Bob Gregg and Rusty Pettit. Your producer of that one, Jason Tennant. We're also looking to get some results from Derry High School, where the Trojans were taking on the winner of Highlands and Central Valley. And the winner of that match, we get the winner of Elizabeth Forward and Greensburg Salem. So that's a look at your brackets. We've got about a minute showing on the clock here at Laurel, so why don't we take one quick break, and we'll be back with wrestling action. Jefferson Morgan taking on Laurel. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Greene County Video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
It has gotten dark here in Laurel High School Gymnasium as the center light is up. Old school feel here in Lawrence County. The Rocket captains meeting their counterparts from Laurel. Jefferson Morgan has won the toss, and I believe they are taking choice on the even bouts. So here we go. See what weight we are starting at here. Our officials are Eric Johnson. He is directing traffic right now. And, of course, the Dean of Western Pennsylvania Wrestling Officials, Larry Maggi, there in the shadows. We're going to open at 121 pounds. Randy Koning of Laurel. I don't see a Randy Koning. I see a Logan Ketzel, so we're going to give Logan Ketzel the forfeit at 121 pounds. And a quick 6-0 lead for Laurel. So we go to 127 pounds. And quickly a poke in the eye. That looks like Caleb Delaney. It is Caleb Delaney. He is bumping up to 127. And I'll be honest, I have no idea who's going for Laurel. As a double leg shot here for Caleb Delaney. He's going to finish it, pick up the 3-0 lead. Trying to work up on top. Delaney is last time out. Wrestled at 121 pounds and picked up a fall over Jordan Moore of Avella. Bar on the right side by Delaney. And Nate Rigotti, we've got some help over here to our right. But double bars set up here, and a fall for Caleb Delaney. It'll come in a minute 4. We'll get to the name of his opponent after we come back. We're tied up 6-6. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Green County Video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Okay, we need to clean some stuff up. It looks like we started at 121. We had Ray Conan for Laurel being pinned by Caleb Delaney. So that makes the score 6-0 Rockets. And at 127, this is Connor Pinchock of Jefferson Morgan. And he is taking on Logan Ketzel of Laurel. We apologize for that. It's Pinchock out to a quick 3-1 lead. Front headlock, though, locked in by Ketzel. Down under a minute to go here, opening period. Duck under try by Pinchock. He is into a single leg. trying to pull this in along the white edge here, and a stalemate call by Larry Maggi. So again, 6-0 Jefferson Morgan is your team score after the fall by Caleb Delaney. His second of the night. Pinchock going forehead to forehead with Ketzel. Now a shot in by Ketzel. He's in deep on this single leg. Pinchock had the whizzer, lost it, and Ketzel will finish that to go up 4-3 with 25 seconds remaining in the opening period. Roll through try by Pinchock. Nice job by Ketzel as he's going to figure four that right leg and have Pinchock broken down. Now looking for a bar and a half is Ketzel. Switches off to just the half, and that looks like that's going to bring us to the end of the first period with a 4-3 lead for Logan Ketzel of Laurel. Pinchock's choice, he deferred. Ketzel chooses down.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services
off
from than local
familiar? Sit out try by Ketzel. He's going to hit the sit and switch, grab a low ankle. Nice job on the roll by Pinchock, but Ketzel just too strong. He's going to switch off to the double and get the takedown. Pardon me, the reversal. And go up 6-3. Boy, this Ketzel is strong at 127 pounds. And he's going to figure four that right leg. Trying to pull a cross wrist underneath. He goes back to it. Two on one underneath, and he's got Pinchock in trouble. One swipe. Now he adjusts that front side half. And Pinchock in trouble. Minute 7 to go here. Ketzel looking for the fall. And there it is. It comes in 258 for Logan Ketzel. And we're all tied up 6-6. We'll be back. 133 pounds. Greensports.net. Presented by First Federal Greene County. Video on NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
133 pounds, Jack Brest of Laurel taking on James Delaney. For the Rockets, Jack Brest comes in 20 and 11 tonight with 11 wins by pin. He is a freshman. James Delaney with a fall earlier tonight. So the Delaney brothers are now a combined 3-0 for Jefferson Morgan with three pins. Got to see a lot of them when they wrestled in the Waynesburg youth program. Their father, Jason Delaney, a wrestler at Waynesburg Central High School. There are more of them coming, too. Big family. I believe four brothers and two sisters, if I remember right. Nice shot by Brest and on the single leg. And he's going to pick up the takedown here on Delaney. Now roll try, and Delaney nearly came out on top. He may still come out on top. He's just going to settle for the escape and cut it to 3-1. Seconds to go in this first period as you hear the Jefferson Morgan cheerleaders make their presence known. The only team with a cheerleading squad tonight. Down under 20 seconds to go, first period. Double underhooks by Brest for a moment. Now Delaney trying to pull down. Delaney Down under 10. Nice high crotch by Brest, but Delaney comes up over the top. He's got to break the grip. And Brest is going to hold on and keep this 3-1 lead going to the second period. Choice goes to Brest. He will defer to Delaney. Delaney will choose down. 6-6 team score. Each team with a fall through the first two bouts. We started at 121 pounds. Off the start. Delaney working to his camel stand. Now to his feet, looking to cut the hands. And he will cut the deficit down to 3-2 here with Jack Brest. Good head and arm defense, head and hand defense there by Brest on the double leg shot by Delaney, and Brest is going to come up with the takedown and go up 6-2. Now Delaney sits, trying to turn in. Brest goes with him. About 75 seconds to go here in this second period. Jack Brest, the freshman from Laurel, with a 6-2 lead over James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Now a minute to go here in the first period. Second period, pardon me. Delaney to his hands and feet. Brest, though, good job to break him back down. Boy, Jack Brest, tough on top. He's really had Delaney broken down. Delaney escaped pretty easily after the first takedown. No such luck here in the second as he gets that back pressure. But Brest goes with it. And there's 30 seconds to go in the second period. Trying to sit and turn in is Delaney. Brest goes with him. Down to 15 seconds here in the second period. Now Delaney gets to his feet, trying to unhook the seatbelt. Had it for a second. Brest drops in on a single leg. Delaney at the last second is going to shuck through and pick up a two-point reversal, 6-4. Big late points there by James Delaney as we go to the third. It'll be Brest choice. He'll choose down. Be interested to see how long Delaney rides here. Remember, Delaney down two. No stalling on either side. Crawl right in by Delaney. Now Delaney trying to work a half and run Brest over. But Brest gets free. Now Delaney trying to slip that half in again. And he's able to turn Brest. Did he pick up two? Now he sinks back and he's got Brest in trouble. Good job by Brest to fight out of it. Now the front side half cinched in by Delaney. Minute 5 to go, third period, and Brest is in trouble. Delaney looking for the fall. He's still got a minute to work with. Brest bridging. Delaney, if he can slide his hips back a little bit, might be able to get in a little better position. Brest fighting out of this with that far side shoulder. See if Delaney can scoop the head here and try to maybe go to more of a front side half. Doesn't want to give this up. He does. He's going to pick up four near fall and take the lead 8-6. But that could be a big three-point differential in this match. Out of bounds, 10 seconds. So Jack Brest, tremendous effort from the freshman to avoid getting pinned by the junior, Delaney. 6 seconds. Looks like Delaney is going to be able to ride this out for the 8-6 win. But again, Bress saves his team 3 points by not giving up that ball. Jefferson Morgan back in the lead, 9-6. We'll be back. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
We go to 139 pounds. Archer Brewa. For Laurel, taking on E.J. Lingenfield of JM. Lingenfield, his first timeout, was pinned by Adam Ware of Avella. Seconds into this opening period. Go neutral. Archer Brewa on the year came into today with a 23-9 record. He is a junior. Lingenfield holding center Matt. Not much going on these first 55 seconds. Lingenfield now forehead to forehead with Brewa. Snap down try by Brewa. 51 seconds to go here in the first period. 9-6 lead for Jefferson Morgan. They've taken two of the first three. Wins coming by Caleb and James Delaney. Caleb with the follow. Delaney a comeback 8-6 win. But would have loved to have gotten the fall. He had Jack Brest of Laurel in trouble, but couldn't finish the fall. Lingenfield getting a little aggressive with the hands to the face. I don't think Brewa likes it very much. Larry Maggi did have a quick word there with Lingenfield. Now a shot by Brewa. Lingenfield sprawls, and we go out of bounds right in front of the main scorer's table. 12 seconds to go, opening period, at 139 pounds. A lot of feeling out between these two here in the opening 2 minutes. And we'll go scoreless to period number two. Choice was to Lingenfield. He defers to Brewa. Brewer will choose down. Quick sit by Brewer. Lingenfield able to stay with him, but to his camel stand comes Brewer. Lingenfield chops the right arm to bring him back down to the mat. Lingenfield working out to the side here, looking for maybe a cross wrist. And out of bounds they go as Lingenfield was working that far side ball. 26 seconds gone by here in period number two. Still scoreless between Lingenfield of Jefferson Morgan, Brewa of Laurel. He goes back to that chop, breaks Brewa back down. Now looking for that bar again is Lingenfield. Trying to get it sunk in a little deeper here before he tries to run this thing over. Lingenfield. Now he's got it. Coming out to the side. Trying to run Brewa over. Almost stacked him straight up, but Brewa shifted momentum and gets to his feet. Lingenfield with a mat return. Big turn of events there. It looked like Brewa was going to pick up the first point. Lingenfield now has got a bar and a half. He's got Brewa going to his shoulders. Trying to stack him up almost vertically. Lingenfield, I don't know if he should have let that go. out of bounds. Had Brewer in trouble. I think if he could have kind of sat back and readjusted, may have been able to run that bar and a half over. 45 seconds to go in the first period, second period, pardon me. Scoreless between Lingenfield and Brewer. Now Lingenfield in good position. Brewer. Now Lingenfield going to a standing half. Worrell wants Stalling on top, and they're going to get it. As Lingenfield drags him out of bounds. I think that stall came from that standing half. I'm sure if he's listening, Lanford Simpson would be more than happy to correct me. As we've got 24 seconds to go, second period. Even though Lingenfield gave up that stall, if he could ride for 24 more seconds, that'd be big. It's his choice, third period. Brewer broken down here. Lingenfield, much like James Delaney in the previous match, has been tough on top. Lingenfield is trying to run that bar to the right now. And that'll do it. Second period, E.J. Lingenfield rides out Archer Brewer. And now it's Lingenfield's choice. Let's see if Brewer just lets him up. Nope, he's going to go for a ride as Lingenfield immediately sits out. But that allows Brewer to slap in a half. Lingenfield looking for back pressure. Brewer looking to chin him back. There's one. There's near fall. And now Lingenfield's in trouble. Brewer coming around over top. Larry Maggi holding four. Brewer readjusts, looking for the fall. He's got 90 seconds to work with. And there it is. Comes in 4:28. Big turn of events there as E.J. Lingenfield gets pinned by Archer Brewer. We'll be back at 145 pounds. Laurel in the lead, 12-9. We'll be back. Greensports.net brought to you by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
145-pounders. It'll be Colton Humphreys of Jefferson Morgan taking on Josh Sherman of Laurel. Sherman comes into tonight with a record of 12-16. Colton Humphreys in their match against Avella. Humphreys a fall in a minute seven, second fastest pin of the match for the Rockets. JM finds itself in a 12-9 hole. Shot in along the edge, out of bounds they go. Colton Humphreys. Through four bouts, two wins each side. Laurel, two pins. The Rockets, a pin and a decision. And again, James Delaney, so close to getting that pin over Jack Brest, had to settle for the 8-6 decision. We'll see if those 3 points are the difference in a very even looking match. Fourth seeded Spartans, fifth seeded Rockets in the WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championship. Single leg shot by Sherman. Humphreys trying to counter with a front headlock. And now Sherman trying to cut the corner. Pick up a takedown here. Humphreys just holding on for dear life. Now he's in getting into better position. He's elevating. As they scramble around, that is not three. There's three. And look out, a cradle lockup. Colton Humphreys is in trouble. Josh Sherman looking for the fall. He's got that cradle tight. 10 seconds. There's the fall. It comes in a minute 50, and that is another big win for the Laurel Spartans. Josh Sherman makes it 18-9. Laurel will go to 152 pounds. Greensports.net brought to you by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit PowerOfBowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at PowerOfBowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Jefferson Morgan desperately needs a win after giving up back-to-back falls. Gino Orlandi with a quick takedown on Ashton Maine of Roar. Escape from Maine. And it's 3-1 in favor of Orlandi. Laurel has been high energy since the start of this match, wrestling in front of their home crowd. 40 seconds into this first period, Orlandi with an 3-1 lead, Laurel with an 18-19 lead. Now leads the bout, wins 3-2 with three pins. Tight ear-to-ear tie as Orlandi tried to reach in for a single there. Oh, and boy, Maine got out of dodge quick as Orlandi tried for that single. Orlandi's got to keep the pressure up. Rockets can't get too much further behind, or they're going to have to start relying on bonus points. So we're down to 4 seconds. And we will go to the second period with Orlandi of Jefferson Morgan up 3-1. Choice was Orlandi. He defers to Maine. Maine wants to go neutral. Gino Orlandi on the single leg, dumps Maine to the mat, picks up the takedown, goes up 6-1. Rockets, when they've been able to get in that top position, they've been pretty good. Orlandi looking for a cross wrist. He's got that 2-on-1 roll through tilt. Maine rolls with him. About 35 seconds into this second period. Now Orlandi adjusts into a bar tilt. And he's picking up near fall points. Larry Maggi holding 4. Orlandi looking to run this bar over again. Now switches off to a bar and a half. Floating over is Orlandi, at least trying to. He'll release the grip. Pick up 4, make it 10-1. Down to 45 seconds, second period. Out of bounds they go. 10-1 lead for Jefferson Morgan's Gino Orlandi. Earlier tonight, Orlandi picked up a win by forfeit over Avella. Down under 40 seconds remaining, second period. Gino Orlandi looking for bonus points to try to close this gap. The Rockets are down 18-9. Down about 25 seconds. Orlandi working on that cross wrist underneath. Maine has been head down for a while. Surprised he hasn't been called for stalling yet, as Orlandi has definitely been the aggressor. Come on, Ash. Go to the third period. Choice is Orlandi's. He wants to go down. As of right now, it'd be a major decision for Gino Orlandi. Would love to push that to at least a tech ball. Pick up those 5 team points. Orlandi quickly to his feet. Orlandi turns, bases, gets the escape. It's 11-1. And now big double leg try here by Orlandi. And he'll pick it up, go up 14-1. Let's see if he starts cutting him and work for this tech ball. Going for a near side bar is Orlandi. Yeah, Main has done nothing on bottom and has yet to been called for stalling. Now Orlandi trying for the bar and a half, gives that up, goes to the bar. 65 seconds to go, third period. 14-1 lead for Gino Orlandi. Now he's trying to, boy, or I do not know how Ashton Main has not been called for stalling. He has not moved on bottom. And Orlandi has to start thinking about cutting him. Because Maine's not moving as long as they're not calling it. And he does cut him loose. It's 14-2. Takedown would make it a tech fall. They're going to let Maine fix up the headgear. And this is a break for Maine's going to let him catch some wind. But on the other side of it, Orlandi's got to get on his offense. He's looking for the throw. Maine's looking for the headlock. Orlandi's going to get the takedown, and he's looking for the fall. They're going to end it on the tech fall, 17-2, in 5 minutes and 42 seconds. We'll take a break. Greensports.net brought to you by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
JM needs points from one of its best. Alec Palko going to the front headlock. Coming around for the takedown. Palko taking on Braxton Carr of Laurel. Carr, no slouch himself, a senior, 27-8. So big matchup here. Alec Palko got a forfeit last match. And he comes into tonight 25-6, 17-0 in matches decided by fall. Three nothing lead for Palko here. Eric Johnson, our referee, in the mat right now. Larry Maggi out to the side. 3-0 lead for Palko. 50 seconds to go, first period. Jefferson Morgan's dominance on top continues here with Palko. Stalling on Carr. I can't believe they called it that quickly after how long they allowed Maine to live on the bottom last match. And Maine is just... Carr is just holding on to the arm of Palko. Now Palko trying to load up a power half. He doesn't quite have the legs in deep. Now he's got a claw. They might get him for stalling again. Because Carr is just holding on to the arm of Palko. He's trying to turk this thing over from on top, and that's going to be the end of the first period. 3-0 lead for Alec Palko. Choice goes to Carr. He defers. We'll go to Palco. Palco's going to take the down position. Good jump off the whistle by Palco, and he'll pick up the escape. 4-0 lead for Alec Palco, the sophomore. Trying to snap down on the head is Carr. Palco went to the duck under. Carr now in better position, working along the edge. Out of bounds as Carr tried to swing around the side. Tie up with 70 seconds remaining, second period. 4-0 lead for Alec Palco of Jefferson, Morgan. Laurel with an 18-14 team lead. Both of these teams with lopsided victories in the first round. Jefferson, Morgan dispatching of Abella. Laurel, no problem with Freedom. Now double leg shot by Palco. Good job to turn back in as he cut the corner. And it's a 7-0 lead for Alec Palco as he'll go back to work on top. Looking again for that power half. Now he's got the legs in deep. And he's got Carr to his back. About 30 seconds to go. Don't think he can pin him from here, although now switches to more of a front side half. 22 seconds remaining, second period. Palco looking for the fall. That would put Jefferson Morgan back in the lead. And the whistle comes with 13 seconds left. Penalty point called against Palco. So an illegal hold on Palco. He will pick up 4 near fall. I think that should make it 11-1. No, I'm sorry. They gave the penalty point to Palco. I made it 12-0. I apologize. I just don't usually see a guy in the down position being called for an illegal hold. And that'll take us to the end of the second period. Alec Palco of Jefferson, Morgan up 12-0. Right now, it's a major decision. Now we're having a discussion over at the scorer's table with the members of the Laurel coaching staff and our official Eric Johnson. I think they want to know about the score. Ready to restart here, third period. Start the third period. 160 pounds. Braxton Carr in the down position. Palco flattens him out. Bring for wrist control. Boy, Carr. With those clasped hands underneath, if Jarek Johnson sees that, he can't wait too long to call him for the stall. There it is. 13-0 in favor of Palco. Now Palco going back to that power half. Carr may get called again. Laurel wants Palco called for stalling because he's not clearing the hips. But Palco is also working on top for that power half. They're going to call a stalemate with 1:03 to go here in the third period. I think we might see the same situation that Gino Orlandi was in here at 152 pounds, depending on how long he rides, he may have to cut him, try to pick up this Tech ball. As Palko again working for that power half, but again, underneath, Carr is just clasping the hands underneath. And he is flat on his face, stalling on Carr. That's another point for Palko, make it 14-0. His hips are clear, ma'am. Palko is trying to get loose, trying to let him loose. Carr's just holding on to the ankle now with 23 seconds. This could be big. And a reversal by Braxton Carr. So that takes the Tech ball out of the equation. And Carr, with a big reversal, is going to ride out and keep it to a major decision. So that'll tie the score at 18-18 after the 14-2 win for Alec Palko. We'll be back. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Greene County Video on NFHS.
Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Forfeit at 172 for Laurel's Dominic Willis, and the Spartans have the lead right back at 24-18. Peyton Bastion of Jefferson Morgan will take on Jack Miles of Laurel. Peyton Bastion pinned in his last match against Avella. 24-18 Spartans. Jack Miles comes in 23-8 with 15 pins. Bastion long range shot, reshot here by Miles. He's in deep on this single leg. Bastion trying to work the whizzer. Miles looking for a big lift. Bastion has the leg laced. Now dropping to a single into a double. And Miles with the takedown to go up 3-0. And the forfeit really hurting Jefferson Morgan. Now they'll get it back at 107. Miles, though, looking for the fall. Bastion in a lot of trouble. And going to readjust on this bar. Is Jack Miles got Bastion to his back. The fall was probably going to come, but I think Larry Maggi was a little out of position to make that fall call because Bastion's shoulder was coming up. Either way, it's a fall for Laurel. They go up 30-18. We come back 215 pounds. Greensports.net brought to you by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Steep hill to climb for the Rockets. They need three falls. Actually, two. They need one here, one at 114. They pick up a forfeit at 107. So first man up is Levi Haynes, the senior who picked up his 100th win earlier tonight via forfeit against Avella. He is taking on Casey Wilson of Laurel. And Wilson gets the takedown. Casey Wilson, the senior, comes up 28-2, 17-0. In bounce decided by fall. A win here obviously cinches it for Laurel. And Casey Wilson off to a good start. Seconds to go here, and Casey Wilson with a 3-0 lead over Levi Haynes of Jefferson Morgan. Out of bounds. Off the whistle. Wilson breaks Haynes down. Down to three, and we'll go to the second. 3-0 lead for Levi Haynes of Jefferson Morgan. Haynes starts in the down position. Sit out by Haynes. Good job by Wilson. Levi Heath. Sorry. I'm thinking of Penn. I got Penn State wrestling on the mind. Corrected by my producer, Nate Rigotti. Levi Heath, by the way, always Landon Heath. Pardon me. I'll get it one of these days. They're twins. Cut me a break. Landon Heath trying to sit back, and now he's in trouble getting chinned over by Wilson. Landon Heath, you always wonder this when the heavyweights come to the mat. Heath weighed in at 263, Wilson at 267, so not much of a weight difference. Wilson has been excellent on top here, although Landon Heath trying to sit and turn in, but again, if Heath can't somehow find a way to pin Wilson, it doesn't matter. As the Rockets trail by 18 with two bouts left after this one, Wilson now trying to turn Landon Heath. And now he's got Heath on his hip. Heath able to belly down with 40 seconds to go. Down to 28 seconds, second period. Landon Heath stuck underneath of Casey Wilson and trailing 3-0. Give credit to Casey Wilson. He could have just run away from Landon Heath and avoid the fall. He has been the aggressor here. Got a deep half in. Heath grabbing the head. They go out of bounds. Wilson, though, with a foot in. He's got the near fall points. Heath kind of scrapes the mat, but the time runs out. Should say scrapes the hardwood, and it's 7-0 Casey Wilson as we go to the fourth. And Landon Heath calling for injury time. Check out, looks like blood on the face, maybe a busted lip on Landon Heath. They will cut the injury or blood time. Yep, it's blood. So we'll go to the third period. 7-0 lead for Casey Wilson. Landon Heath is going to go down here in the third. Boy, Casey Wilson is just so strong up on top. Breaks Heath down, looking for a bar. Trying to bar Heath over again. Casey Wilson has just dominated this heavyweight bout with Landon Heath. Trying to pull the arm out from underneath on Heath. He's got that done. Now a half, potentially dangerous, called on Wilson. 51 seconds gone by, third period. Landon Heath running out of time. Rockets need a fall out of their senior heavyweight. Heath to a seated position. Wilson just chins him back. Front side half, there's the fall. It comes in 5-0-1. And Laurel is going to win this thing. And advance to Peters Township next week. We'll have a forfeit at 107, and they'll see if we have a match at 114 when we come back. Greensports.net brought to you by First Federal Green County Video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Forfeits at 107 pounds to Austin Grandel of Jefferson Morgan and Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning at 114. Won't matter. Laurel, your winner, 42-30. They will advance to Peters Township on Saturday at the AHN Arena. They'll get the winner of Burl and Beth Center. That match going on right now at the home of the Buccaneers. Go ahead, we'll do a quick rundown of this second bout involving the Rockets, and then we will have your McCracken Pharmacy Wrestler of the Night, or Outstanding Wrestler, I guess we should say. We started at 121 pounds, where Caleb Delaney picked up a win by fall over Ryan, can't read my own writing, Raymond Conan, 6-0 in favor of Jefferson Morgan. Logan Ketzel got the fall back for Laurel over Connor Pinchock in 258, 6-6. Jefferson Morgan regained the lead with an 8-6 decision by James Delaney over Jack Brest at 133. Then after that, all Spartans. We go to 139 pounds. Archer Brua was in a good match with E.J. Lingenfield, but then a fall in the third period at 428 gives the lead back to Laurel 12-9. Josh Sherman of Laurel, a fall in a minute 50 over Colton Humphreys, made it 18-9. Rockets tried to claw their way back in. 17-2 technical fall and 5:42 for Gino Orlandi of Jefferson Morgan over Ashton, Maine, made it 18-14. Score was tied 18-18 at 160 pounds after Alec Palko with a 14-2 major decision over Braxton Carr. Dominic Willis gave the lead back to Laura with a forfeit at 172, made it 24-18. 189 pounds, Peyton Bastion calls in a minute 22 to Jack Miles, made it 30-18. Then a forfeit at 215 to Colton Carlson, made it 36-18. And then the winning fall coming at heavyweight, Casey Wilson of Laurel, 501 over Landon Heath to make it 44-18. We just mentioned the two forfeits at 107 and 114. That brings up your final score of 44-30. We'll be right back with your McCracken Pharmacy Outstanding Wrestler, McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And your McCracken Pharmacy outstanding wrestler is Caleb Delaney, going 2-0 with a couple of falls. We just mentioned he pinned Ray Conan of Laurel. And before that, against Avella, picked up a fall over Jordan Moore of the Eagles. So your outstanding wrestler is Caleb Delaney. Congratulations to Caleb on a fine season that will continue on. Jefferson Morgan will actually go back to dual competition against West Greene coming up here. I got to find it through all my mess of papers here. We'll get to that here a little later on in our post-match. But for the Laurel Spartans, the 4 seed, they knock off the 5th seed at Rockets and it will advance to take on the winner of Burl and Beth Center at AHN Arena on Saturday at 10 a.m. AHN Arena, if you are unfamiliar, is on the campus of Peters Township High School. So again, quick refresher tonight. Freedom made it out of the preliminary round by defeating Avonworth. And we just got word that Laurel has an opponent, and big surprise, it's the Burl Buccaneers. They defeated Beth Center 51-19. So the Spartans will have their hands full, but they looked awfully good tonight. And we'll see who punches their ticket to the WPIL 2A title match, which will also be contested on January 31st at AHN Arena on the campus of Peters Township High School. For the Rockets, they will return to dual action for their rivalry match against West Greene on February 4th. That's scheduled to be in Jefferson at 7 o'clock. That's about all she wrote here from Lawrence County, Laurel High School. For my crew, producer Nate Rigotti, camera operator Grady Peterson, I'm Bobby Fox bringing you tonight's action
Jefferson Morgan falls one match short of going to Peters Township next week to take on, I should say to continue on, in the WPIL 2A team tournament. That's going to do it for us, greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Also brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, Internet, better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Have a great night, everyone. Stay safe and warm.